Hey guys, welcome to the first official episode of the Uplift podcast. Today I won't just be talking about what the podcast is, but actually answering your questions and giving you some useful, hopefully valuable advice. So today's topic is how to train in order to tone up, in order to kind of sculpt, define for some nice toned muscles without getting bulky on building muscle. The first point of action is probably going to be to apologize, because I'm afraid I've completely roped you in with that headline and with that title of the podcast. And the first thing I'm going to do is tell you that there is no difference between toning, sculpting, whatever you want to call it. There's loads of words out there. Sculpting is a funny one. Toning, defining, whatever it is, okay? Toning, sculpting, defining, exactly the same as building muscle. That's actually what we refer to. Our muscles don't know how to sculpt themselves. They don't know how to become leaner, longer. They just get bigger or smaller, right? As we build strength. So if we are looking to tone up, what we actually mean is that we are looking to build muscle or maintain muscle and lose fat. So if you imagine that your muscle is underneath your fat, we all have fat, you know, on top of our muscles, otherwise we would be freezing our tits off all the time. So we do want some. However, we might want to slightly reduce that fat a little bit just so that we can then improve the appearance of that muscle. So that's essentially what we refer to when we refer to toning up. And a lot of people will say, oh, I would like to tone up my arms or my legs or whatever it is. And whilst we can train a specific body part, so say you would like to focus on a little bit more lower body, build more strength in lower body, that's something you can definitely do. In terms of toning up, if you want to look leaner in some areas, unfortunately, whilst you can train those muscles harder in order to build them and build strength, in terms of the fat loss aspect, we can't actually choose specifically where that comes from. That's just kind of already genetically predetermined. We can't kind of spot reduce and, you know, put ourselves into a calorie deficit, do more activity, eat a little bit less, and just hope that it comes off our arms but not our bum, for example. As luck tends to have it, most of the time we lose it the place that we don't want to lose it, like our boobs or our bum or whatever it is. First, that doesn't mean we can't lose it in other places. It might just be that, you know, we tend to lose it after, and our body tends to hold on to fat in different places for no idea why, to be honest. I would love to tell you, and I'm not going to pretend that I do know, but that is what just happens, I'm afraid. So, wow, that was a quick old ramble. So point number one is that toning is no different to sculpting. Toning and sculpting are no different to building muscle. What we actually talk about when we are talking about any of these is building muscle. And there's no way that we can define a muscle without building it, unless all we're doing is losing fat. And, you know, if we don't have strong muscles underneath the fat, then we aren't going to achieve a toned appearance, because if we take away that fat and the muscle isn't there, then, you know, we're not going to kind of get that achieved effect, essentially. So that is the first point. The second point that I want to address is somewhat similar, and I still see people on Instagram, you know, doing videos and commenting on this, and, you know, have clients that or people that kind of come into the gym that still are kind of under the impression that you need to use heavier weights, or when you use heavier weights that builds muscle, and lighter weights don't build as much muscle, if that makes sense, or lighter weights just tone and bigger muscles make you bulky, which is something that I kind of wanted to dip into, which is somewhat relevant to that first part. So when we're talking about building muscle, like we've already established, that is the same as toning, and toning is often just the combination of two processes, which is building muscle and losing fat at the same time, or maintaining muscle and losing fat if we already have a good amount of muscle mass. So when we talk about kind of using lighter weights, I mean, in terms of muscle building, you know, muscle building happens between, I think it's like, you know, 1 to 3 or 5 up to 30 reps. Past 30 reps, it's not really going to be doing too much. And when we talk about reps, it's not just kind of any reps. That's not just me picking up a 5 kilo dumbbell and doing a strict press, for example. I might be able to do, I don't know how many I could do with a 5 kilo dumbbell, but I know for me, I'd probably have to have something slightly heavier for it to actually stimulate that kind of muscle growth response. It needs to be something that is challenging. We talk about RPE or rate of perceived exertion all the time in the gym. So when we're talking about reps, we're not just talking about doing kind of like a half-assed rep, we're talking about doing a challenging rep. A muscle is kind of built between, I say between 5 and 30, but obviously it can be built, you know, up to between 1 and 30 as well. But for a lot of us, we probably want to be kind of between that 8 and maybe 20 rep range most of the time, right? Or 5 to 20 rep range. It's a real spectrum. You know, there's a lot of previously kind of research being shown that there is a lot of overlaps between kind of hypertrophy, strength and muscular endurance. And it isn't just like between X reps, you develop strength, X reps, you build muscle, X reps, you develop muscular endurance. Obviously, kind of, you know, there's a lot of gray areas there as well. And I'm worried that I've now lost what I was going on about. Ah, there it was. So essentially, if we are doing more than 30 reps, we can, you know, if we're using a weight that I could in theory do more than that with, if I am using light weights supposedly to tone, using 1 or 2 kilo dumbbells overhead for 100 reps, it's not going to tone my muscles. I'm probably not going to get much of a response from it. I mean, I'm going to get pretty tired and I'm going to build a bit of muscular endurance. But in terms of kind of building strength and building muscle to stimulate that toning up effect, or what we want is to build muscle, that's not really going to happen from doing that. So we need to be using a weight. It's not so much light equals toning or light equals sculpting, heavy equals bulking, which we'll come onto in a second. It is, am I training hard enough to for my body to actually have to adapt? Because the way muscle building works is that, you know, our body, okay, this is I sounded like I was going to say something really scientific there, and I just laughed to myself because something scientific wasn't coming at all. But essentially, you know, you can think about it as our body thinking or our muscles thinking, oh my God, that was really hard. Next time she makes me do this bench press or whatever it is, I want to be better prepared to be able to do that. So your body almost adapts to that stimulus so that it can then repeat it in the future. It's not like there's like little like creatures in there being like, oh my God, guys, we need to get stronger for next time. But I think it's a really nice way to think about it, right? So that is essentially the point there, that light weights aren't going to probably do very much if they are, you know, and that's when we talk about light and heavy, I'm talking about light and heavy for you, not objectively light, or something that is light for me is going to be different to what is light for someone else, right? So thinking about that in terms of strength training, in terms of actually getting the most out of our time in the gym, which a lot of us are going to want to be doing, right? You know, if we've got 2 or, you know, up to 3-4 hours to spend a week in the gym, we want to be able to get the most out of our sessions. You know, we want to be, you know, getting that muscle building response. We want to be benefiting. We want to be building muscle, not only to look good and not even about toning, because I know that is probably a nice effect from training for a lot of us, but ultimately a lot of us are in the gym to feel good. We are in the gym to prevent injury, to build stronger muscles, stronger bones, stronger joints, feel better, have more energy, all of that sort of stuff, you know, support sport, running, cycling, whatever it is. So that's also really important to remember, kind of moving away from an aesthetics perspective as well. But we want to be getting the most out of our sessions. So as long as we're working hard, as long as we're working within that range of, you know, between say 5 and 30 reps, we are going to be getting loads out of our training. The third thing that I want to talk about related to the previous topic is bulking up. So with regards to bulking up, I think a really important point, and I mean, firstly, we have to even think about what we mean when we talk about bulking up. Now, I'm not someone that, you know, is kind of fearful of that. So because I know and I understand the science behind it, and I know how my body responds to training, and I know that if I eat more, I will gain weight and I will be a larger body, I will gain more muscle, for example. But so it very much depends on, I think, that what you think about bulking up and what you kind of imagine in your head when you say that. But I think something to keep in mind when we are thinking about this, or if we are fearful of bulking up or gaining too much muscle, is that muscle building is really bloody hard. And I don't say that to be discouraging, but I say that because I know for a fact, and you know, I work in fitness, I've been training myself for years, it doesn't happen by accident. It's never happened by accident to me or anyone else I know. It is a hard process. Like, I have been strength training probably minimum 3, max 6 times a week for probably the past 6 years. Within that time, I have eaten pretty well most of the time, focused on my sleep, made sure I've got steps in, you know, probably dedicated, you know, I've been studying, working, etc., but dedicated quite a bit of time to my training and making sure that I perform well in order to build muscle. And, you know, I have built muscle, I do have muscle mass on my body, but for me, it's like that's taken that long to build the muscle that I kind of have now. And that's kind of just to show that it's not an overnight process. It, you know, it takes a lot of training, it takes a lot of hard work, it takes focus on your sleep, appropriate and adequate nutrition, and training really hard as well. So it's not something that happens overnight. And I think to assume that it does take away from how hard that process actually is. You know, if we look at kind of elite athletes that do have a lot of muscle mass, they are people that are doing this full time. They're either, you know, trying to build muscle full time or improve their fitness full time or improve their skill full time. And, you know, their sleep is completely non-negotiable. Their diets are super rigid because, you know, this is their job. And so when we think about all those factors, we think, oh, actually, you know, it's not something that, you know, for us that are kind of balancing health and fitness with our lifestyle, it's not going to happen by accident. And again, I don't mean that to be discouraging, but just kind of to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. You know, we're not people, I'm not personally, I'm speaking on behalf of myself here and kind of assuming, I guess, for a lot of you guys listening, that, you know, we're not people that are looking to completely optimize our training and focus our sleep and our life and our social lives and our nutrition around that to optimize. You know, we like to go out and have a drink. Sometimes we don't get as much sleep because work takes over. Sometimes we miss training. That does happen. So that's not to say we can't get results and we can't build muscle, but I'm saying that, you know, having, you know, your shoulders aren't going to blow up and you're not going to become suddenly, you know, huge overnight or even within a year or a couple of years, especially if, you know, training is something that is part of your lifestyle and isn't something that, you know, you are dedicating your whole life to, essentially. So yeah, I hope that doesn't come across too discouraging. I felt like that took a bit of a turn there, but I don't mean it to. I just think it's really important to understand the process and also how bloody hard it is sometimes. So it's really, really important to appreciate that. So hopefully I think that episode was useful, quite a short one, but I think just addressing a really, really important topic that a lot of us do still struggle with in terms of kind of getting our heads around. And I know that this is something that, you know, people, especially personal trainers like myself, you know, if someone does say, oh, I want to gain muscle, I want to tone up, but I don't want to bulk up, you know, that we can often kind of sometimes be like, oh, you know, classic sort of thing. But actually, it's something that people don't understand because it isn't explained very well. So I'm hoping that that will do a somewhat adequate job of explaining that and breaking that down. As always, if you do have any questions following this episode regarding this topic or somewhat, you know, relevant topics, then do just pop me or us a message on Instagram. It's at Uplift Wandsworth, or you can also message me personally at Jazz Lifts on Instagram. I'm really, really open to kind of comments, feedback, suggestions and everything for this podcast. So yeah, like I said previously on the pilot episode, there isn't a rigid structure to follow here. I am very open to kind of making this work and making this fit. Hey, look what I did there, around what you guys want to hear about. So hopefully that was helpful. And keep training hard, keep focusing on strength, keep focusing on feeling good, and I will hopefully see you at the gym or on Instagram. See you later.